With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
If there's ever been a more perfect sponsor for Creative Control Daily, I don't know what it is. But today's episode of Creative Control Daily is brought to you by Leave Me Alone. What is Leave Me Alone? Leave Me Alone lets you see all of your subscription emails in one place, and you can unsubscribe from them with a single click. So if you've been randomly subscribing to sports emails or, you know, the wrestling news emails or music emails, pop culture, whatever, and they're always popping up in your email and you're like, geez, why did I subscribe to this? I want to get rid of it. I want to get rid of everything. Leave Me Alone is the way for you to do it. And the good people at Leave Me Alone were kind enough to send us a link where you can use the app for free. You'll get 5 free credits when you sign up. And that is at leavemealone.app/creative. leavemealone.app/CREATIVE. You know, not only would a mass unsubscription, is that a word? I'm making it a word. A mass unsubscription, not only will it reduce the annoying emails, the amount of annoying emails in your email box, but guess what? It will help you reduce your carbon footprint. So if you want to check this app out, you want to get all these unwanted emails out of your email box, you go to leavemealone.app/creative, and you can get 5 free credits when you sign up there. It's an independent company run by 2 people. It's not a big corporation looking to steal your money. This is a unique small business that could use the support of the listeners. It's a small independent business. It's doing a wonderful service. Give them a shot. Clear your email box out. One more time, that is Leave Me Alone at leavemealone.app/creative. You will get 5 free credits when you sign up with our specific URL. Check it out, support the show, and clean that email box out.
If I get corona, I get corona. At the end of the day, I'm not going to let it stop me from partying. You know, I've been waiting. We've been waiting for Miami spring break for a while. About 2 months we've had this trip playing. 2-3 months. So we're just out here having a good time. Whatever happens, happens.
Like, it's really messing up with my spring break. What is there to do here other than go to the bars or the beach, and they're closing all of it? It's really messing up. I think they're blowing it way out of proportion. I think it's doing way too much.
Doing us bad. We need a refund. This virus ain't that serious. It's serious. It's more serious things out there like hunger and poverty. We need to address that.
Yeah, I mean, we planned this a long time ago, and it was kind of up in the air if we still go. But, like, we're here. I just turned 21 this year, so I'm here to party, so it's kind of disappointing. But we're just making the most of it. We met these other people in our little Airbnb spot, so we're just hanging out with them and trying to get drunk before everything closes.
I mean, it sucks, but we're going to make the best of it. We're enjoying ourselves. It sucks, and I'm from New Orleans, so this really sucks. However, we're going to enjoy ourselves. We're having day parties all day. It's my birthday, St. Patrick's Day. Turn up.
We're just trying to roll with the boy. We're just living for the moment. We're just going to do what happens, when it happens. When stuff closes, we're going to do it when it closes. But besides that, we're just trying to have the best trip we can.
Today on Creative Control Daily, we have a little bit of another Creative Control Network gathering, roundtable, powwow. sleepover. Well, not a sleepover, but you know what I mean. Mike Durbin shows up, and he is bright-eyed and bushy-tailed today. We got energetic Mike. It's a great day for the Creative Control Network and Creative Control Daily. And also joining us, Jamie Irwin from What's Your Favorite, joining us for the first time. Very popular show. Jamie's a great guy, very intelligent, so I was glad to have him on. What are we talking about? I think you can guess. Little coronavirus talk, a little quarantine talk. What is the situations in the Philadelphia area, in the Chicago area, and the entire country of England? Or is it the UK? Is there a difference between calling it England and the UK? I've never really nailed that down. Maybe someone can let me know. But yeah, whereas Mike and I are responsible for just discussing our areas, I leave it to Jamie to be responsible to describe what's going on in an entire country. So we discuss who's lost gigs, who's continuing to work, TV shows and movies we're catching up on, video games, some talk about audio production and whatnot, as well as actually a little bit of wrestling talk for once in WrestleMania, which, you know, there isn't too much wrestling talk on this show anymore, but WrestleMania is unfortunately lurching along until it airs next weekend, so we're going to cover that a little bit. Check out the Mike Durbin Show on the Creative Control Network. Mostly, you know, every Tuesday. I think Mike's on a little bit of a break, but go check out his archives, his video versions of interviews with Disco Inferno and Vince Russo just wound up on his YouTube page, so check that out. Support Mike at his Pro Wrestling Tees store. And check out What's Your Favorite with Jamie Irwin on the Creative Control Network. He's also on Twitter at WYF_podcast. I'm going to keep this short and sweet. I'm not going to try to sell you anything because we're all suffering from income. You know what? I am still going to try to sell you some things. You can check out the Creative Control Network Pro Wrestling Tees store, prowrestlingtees.com/CC with Joe Feeney. And if you want to send me a package that potentially is covered with deadly coronavirus, check out my Amazon wish list. Do it. Send me a present. Surprise me. Make my fucking day, right? That's it, man. Here it is. Mike Durbin and Jamie Irwin. Thanks for listening. Thanks, as always, for listening to all the Creative Control Network stuff. I appreciate everyone. I hope everyone's staying healthy and safe.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
If you're like most of us, you carry a balance on your credit cards. And if those cards come with high interest rates, you need my friends at Lightstream. It's so easy to lower your interest rate and save with a Lightstream credit card consolidation loan. You can get a rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay. Lightstream believes that people with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that's exactly what they deliver. You can get a loan from $5,000 all the way up to $100,000. And there are absolutely no fees. You can even get your money as soon as the day you apply. You can trust me on this. Lightstream works. It's fast. It's uncomplicated. You go to the site, you apply, and they take it from there. For me personally, I'd gone a little nuts a couple of Christmases ago as far as credit cards, and my balances were nearly maxed out. But I found Lightstream, applied for the credit card consolidation loan. Within 24 hours, the check was in the mail, and I was able to zero out all those balances and get my credit score back where I wanted it to be. Trust me, if I can do it, you can do it. It's got to be simple, right? So apply today to get a special interest rate discount and save even more. The only way to get this discount is to go to Lightstream.com/creative. LIGHTSTREAM.com/creative. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit Lightstream.com/creative for more information. So I think it's. I did the Grapplers show last night, and I was making the same joke with them that Husey's made, that Creative Control Daily is the most ironically titled podcast ever, because it's in no way did it last as a daily show. But fuck it, I'm not changing the name. But on Creative Control Daily today, to have a little discussion, I've got Mike Durbin from the Mike Durbin Show, of course, a regular on the show. How are you, Mike?
Good morning.
Good morning. And Jamie Irwin is here from What's Your Favorite? First time ever, I think.
Definitely.
This is the first time.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. And it's great to finally be on.
Don't mind me. I got hit in the head a lot. well, we were talking a little bit before we started, and obviously one of the main things we got to talk about is, you know, the coronavirus and how it's affecting everyone. And I think one of the cool parts about having you guys on the network and putting your shows out and everything is that when we have a discussion like this, I can have a perspective from someone who's near Chicago, and I had to have a perspective from someone in England as well, because internationally there's some different reactions, you know, politically and culture wise and everything, but we're all going through the same crazy shit right now. So I know that England has kind of started with more of a hardcore lockdown. What's the situation now? When did it get a little more strict?
Funnily enough, it was on my birthday last Monday, which was a great birthday present being locked down.
Yeah.
But to be honest, it was last Monday they properly, because the government have been for a few weeks now advising people to stay home and advising people, you know, to keep their distance and everything like that. But unfortunately, there's just too many idiots in this country who just can't sort of.
No, there's too many idiots. There's too many idiots in the whole world, man. It's not just you guys. Trust me.
Yeah, I posted something yesterday. Yeah. I went out and I was going out to get my wife cigarettes because she's a disgusting smoker. And got to have the cigarettes. I was like, yo, you better get used to not smoking, because what happens? You know, what happens if the tobacco places can't produce them quickly enough? Everyone's sick, whatever. But I wanted to get a coffee maker because, like I said, my sleep is very strange. Like, I exist solely on naps. And when you do that, you're tired a lot, right? So I'm trying to get back to normal sleep. To do that, I got to fucking stay up all day for once rather than sleep 2 hours, be up for eight, sleep for two. It's a bad cycle. So I was going to get a coffee maker and some coffee, and I wanted to go to the Walmart, and I pulled into the lot in the fucking parking lot, dude. It was like Black Friday. The lot was packed. I was like, there's no way I'm going in there surrounded by all these people, first off. Second off, I hate crowds and lines anyway. So then I went over to the Walgreens down the street, walked in there. I know they have some appliances or whatever. All right, I'll get the coffee maker at Walgreens. I'll get the cigarettes there. I'll knock it all out in one stop. I go into the Walgreens. The outside doesn't look that crowded. I go in there. The fucking line from the registers are going all the way down the aisle. I'm like, and of course, I'm guilty of going out, so I can't talk that much shit. But in my head, I'm going, what are these people doing? Go home. You know, what the fuck? So I think that they're going to have to do something a little bit more hardcore. I know some cities like New York and that area are locking down a little bit more. Now, when they changed it last Monday, you said. So now, what is it? Because worldwide, it's been, okay, you guys really shouldn't leave the house. Please don't leave the house, except if you have to go to work, which at a necessary job, or if you're going shopping or to the doctor. That's what they've been saying. It's been recommendations. But now, like, what happens if you leave the house and you're trying to go for a walk in the park? Will they stop you?
Well, there's certain rules in place, which I'm not sure they could ever sort of properly enforce.
Yeah.
But when it comes to actually going out, they say you can go for one type of exercise a day. So if I want to go for one bike ride or one walk or whatever, I mean, I think if I went for a bike ride in the morning and a walk in the evening, there's no way anyone would be able to do anything about it.
But
it is the law now, and it's definitely stricter now, just because people were being so sort of negligent about it. That's the only reason we're allowed to leave the house, unless obviously you've got you're what's called a key worker.
Yeah.
So for example, my brother is a postman, so he still has to deliver the post. So he's classified as like a key worker.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of people who still have to go in, but like eventually they're going to catch it. So it is quite a scary sort of time at the moment. I know a couple of people now who have the virus.
Oh, okay.
And apparently it's really sort of extreme. Luckily they're in good health, like generally, so it's not going to kill them or anything, but it is pretty serious stuff.
Yeah, I'm like the kind of person that's prone to bronchial, you know, illnesses or viruses or infections or whatever. Like, I've had pneumonia a couple of times. I've had fucking bronchitis here and there. I've been good for like the last 5-10 years, except like I think it was last winter or the winter before I had pneumonia that was around for like a month, and I couldn't fucking beat it. Antibiotics, whatever. So I'm a little worried about catching it. And although you keep hearing, like, listen, 90% of the people are going to catch it and beat it, and they're not, some won't even know and shit. I'm just worried knowing that houses have to weigh into the illness. But I did see something funny the other day, and I feel the same way. I think that at some point, in my area anyway, and probably all across the country, even though I don't know how they would possibly send out enough troops to get this done, some places are going to need the National Guard around to literally go home. Because people aren't listening, and then, as you can see, you know, if you watch the news and keep up with all this, the numbers are growing, growing, growing. New York's a fucking disaster, you know. So I was driving the other day. I had some errands to run, and I drove past, and I hit a red light, and I looked over, and I saw our local cops in front of this tire store, and they were like talking to the guy at the door, like clearly they're like, "Dude, you are not a necessary business.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you doing? Get the fuck out. Lock your door. We're gonna fine you." You know. So they were closing this guy's business down. There's a lot of. People are making adjustments. I just saw a sneaky bar in the area just created like a sneaky Facebook group where they're going to deliver like big growlers of like mixed drinks to you if you want shit like that. And that's their way they're trying to get around everything because they're closed, you know. But Mike, what's the deal with, you know, in the Chicago area? Is it like a recommended lockdown, or are they being very strict now and you could possibly be fined if you go out?
There's no talk of fining or any kind of legal action, but they just say, you know, in essential businesses only. And, you know, I'll go to work. I'm essential, of course. So I'll go to work, and traffic's not, you know, much different than it usually is. There's still a lot of people on the road.
Yeah.
I go and look in every business on the either side of the street, and it seems like most of them are still open. So, you know, like the Michael's Arts and Crafts store was open. Like, why is that open? It should not be.
Yeah.
You know?
So what's your situation now? Don't you have some more time home? Or I forget what you were saying. Are you home for a couple of weeks or what is it?
I've been home for a week now because I had bronchitis.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think I had it for about a month.
Are you scheduled to go back soon to work?
Yeah, I'm going back tomorrow.
Oh, you are?
We were on every other day. So last week I only missed Tuesday and Thursday. So I only missed 2 days of work. So I think tomorrow I'm going back, and I should work Monday, Wednesday, Friday this week. And eventually they may cut us all, you know, and just have us on call if something happens. But as far as I know, they're still going to pay us in full. So that's the most important thing to me.
Yeah, it seems like there's some companies that are doing that, or they're bringing people in for half the time and paying full wages and stuff, which is great. I don't know how frequent that is, or how, you know, some people are obviously hurting for money. The one thing I saw that was interesting was in the States anyway, and Jamie, I don't know what their plan is economically over there, or if they've come up with anything yet. I think I did see that they're sending people, what are they sending, like a monthly stipend or something like that? What do you know about that for England?
What do you mean, salary-wise?
Well, yeah, in the States, they're doing like a coronavirus emergency stimulus, right? And it's $1,200 a person, $2,400 for married couples, and $500 for each child. And that should happen within the next few weeks. But I know worldwide there's different – obviously, each country's reacting to it differently. So is there something like that going on in England, like a stimulus? Are you going to get a check, or what's the deal?
We're entitled to sign up for something called Universal Credit, which has already been around.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, so everyone's got access to this, but it's like £94 a week or something like that. It's really nothing significant. So if you need to, you can sign up for that. Also, there's a lot of if you've been employed since like February the 28th or before then. If you get laid off of work, like most people are now, most people aren't having to go into work. The government are paying 80% of their wages.
There you go.
So that is something that's benefiting. I think a lot of people, like they've for self-employed people, because there's a lot of people who are self-employed, obviously, who aren't making any money at the moment. They're doing the same thing for them, but rolling out in June. So I don't know how people are going to cope for a couple of months. It's not perfect, and there's going to be a lot of people a bit stuck at the moment. I mean, my girlfriend's in a bad situation at the moment because she just got a new job a few weeks ago. Like, and as I said, you had to be working at a certain place, like at the place you're currently at, like before February 28th. So she's trying to figure it out at the moment because she's not entitled to the 80%. So she's trying to get it off her former employer. But it's also, I think the worst thing about it at the moment is like how unclear everything is.
Yeah.
Like nobody really knows what they're entitled to. There are some companies who are like, they're kind of saying that they're essential when they're clearly not, like hardware stores and things like that are still open. My girlfriend works in a place that sells clothes and home stuff.
Yeah.
And they were trying to, like, before they closed, because they're closed now, they were trying to actually get sort of pasta and, like, toilet roll and things, just so they could, because they never sell that kind of stuff. But they're trying to get that stuff in just so they can, like, justify being open. So, yeah, it's pretty unclear at the moment what's going on. They're trying to help out, but there's a lot of people who have no idea what their situation's going to be.
Well, some of these smaller businesses, and I'm sure even some bigger ones, like, they're going to be in trouble worse than the employees, because for employees and regular people and whatever, maybe they get the stimulus check, it helps their bills, maybe they have some savings, whatever. But if you're to ask a business to shut down for 3 months with pretty much no warning, like, that business might never come back. There's going to be a lot of, it's not just going to be the virus here or anywhere around the world. There's going to be after effects for a while. And one of the things, like, they kind of had their thumb up their ass over here with the stimulus bill, and they were talking about it. It took them like a week to nail it down and this and that. And so initially they were planning on getting everybody paid by April 6th so they could, okay, your rent's coming up on the 1st, all your bills, let's get these checks out. It was fucking fucked with and delayed so much. I don't think anybody knows. It's supposed to be the next 3 weeks or something like that. There's some uncertainty. Like I said, my dad's over 65, so he's on Social Security now, which is like, you know, retirement or whatever over here. And did those recipients get a stimulus check? Some articles say yes. Some articles say not if you didn't file a tax return. So there's still some uncertainty here. One of the interesting things I saw, though, was that if you file for unemployment over here, like if you lost your gig and you file for unemployment and you're approved, and let's say that they're like, all right, looking at your, you know, wages for the past year, you can get $294 a week unemployment, which is nothing, right? Yeah. But everyone on unemployment now gets an extra $600 a week for the time being. And I was like, damn, like, that might not exactly influence a lot of people to want to go back to work. You know, they're making more not working. But yeah. I guess the point is to try to keep the economy rolling and everything. The I know that the fucking some of the Amazon warehouses near me have had to close down for a day or whatever. There's people there that are getting sick. And that's what I was saying. I think I said to Mike and Husey on here before, and I said to my wife, like, I was thinking a lot of the shipping services in the country could either be suspended or shut down for a bit or just really slow down because of the amount of people getting sick. So you mentioned that your friend's a mailman, you know. So I still see that the mailmen are doing their thing. There's a lot of FedEx and UPS trucks out there because these guys are afraid to call out sick or admit they're sick because they don't want to lose their gigs. So they're driving around sick, coughing on all the packages. The packages are getting delivered. This shit lives on packages for 3 to 5 days or whatever. Yeah, go ahead, Mike.
Did you guys see that video of I think it was an Amazon delivery guy. He got caught on the Ring doorbell. He spit on the package and then smeared it all over the box. He smeared
Seriously?
It. Yeah.
I didn't see
it. Happened
it.
In I don't know what state it was in, but it was in America.
I didn't see it, but I heard about it.
I guess the neighbor saw him do it and then she told the person, and then they watched the Ring video footage. And oh my God, it's vile, man. You can see it like dripping from his lips. Yeah. Like, it's so clear. Yeah.
And I can't fucking understand people. Then you see the one guy who goes, I think it was like a deodorant aisle or something, and he just fucking sticks his tongue out and licks all down the aisle. There's the dipshit that was licking the toilet seat that now got sick. Thank God for that. But he gets very, very sick. And, you know, people are doing, there's up in Northeast PA here, there was some fucking bat case that went in and coughed and sneezed all over like an entire produce section.
Oh, that was in PA? Yeah, that woman, the blonde woman?
Yeah, so now
they said $35,000 worth of groceries
and
ruined.
And it's a family-owned grocery store. It's not like fucking, you know, Acme, Walgreens, Walmart, Pathmark, whatever. So that's fucking, I don't understand. You know, maybe in the long term, this virus is supposed to take out people like that and leave the good people behind.
Natural selection.
Or partially the rapture, who knows?
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You know, with all that's going on in the world, I can't possibly think of a better time to tell the Creative Control Daily listeners about Figs. So listen up for a sec here. With all that's going to be going on in the healthcare world and at hospitals and doctor's offices and emergency rooms and urgent cares, You have to remember, a nurse walks about 5 miles per shift, and doctors can work up to 80 hours per week, all on top of devoting themselves to our well-being. And Figs is an incredible company that's doing something about it. They design medical apparel that looks good, feels good, and helps medical professionals perform at their best, no matter what their day throws at them. Figs scrubs are packed with tons of features and functionality. They've created their own fabric that's antimicrobial, anti-wrinkle, moisture-wicking, full of stretch, and ridiculously soft. And pockets. Tons of pockets. Some of their styles include over 10 pockets, which is amazingly useful when you have a stethoscope, pens, a pen light, scissors, tape, alcohol pads, sanitizer, snacks, more snacks, etc. You get the idea. And they come in a ton of different colors and styles, from classic V-neck tops to straight leg pants, to more fashion-forward collared shirts and jogger pants. And not only do they look good, they're comfortable. Like, really comfortable. People sleep in these scrubs, people work out in these scrubs. They have yoga waistbands, and they're ridiculously soft. And Figs doesn't just stop at scrubs. They also have lab coats, jackets, tote bags, compression socks, and more. Really, everything modern medical professionals need to take on the long days and nights. Now, I've had friends who have placed orders with Figs at wearfigs.com, of course. Friends whose wives work in hospitals, a pediatrician's office, a dentist's office, and more. And without fail, I've been told from everyone who's used the site to pick up Figs scrubs as a gift for their wives that they now refuse to use any other scrubs. They've gotten Figs, they want Figs, they won't accept anything less than Figs at wearfigs.com. So, is there a doctor in the house, or a vet tech, or a radiologist, or any other awesome human in the medical industry? And even if you don't work in the medical industry, you definitely know someone that does, and you should tell them about or gift them some Figs, especially right now. And listeners of Creative Control Daily can get 15% off for a limited time. So go to wearfigs.com, wearfigs.com, and enter the code CREATIVE15 at checkout. That is a new code, CREATIVE15, CREATIVE15 at checkout. Get your 15% off at wearfigs.com. But everyone's had a little bit more time at home, and how have you guys been occupying that free time? Is there any recent, you know, TV shows or movies that you've popped on that you normally wouldn't have had time to watch that you recommend?
It's funny because I just got finished watching a film that I hadn't seen called Memento. You seen that?
Yes.
Yeah, I had to do I absolutely loved it as well. Like, it blew my mind and it hurt my brain a little bit watching it because it's quite a mind fuck, really, but I love the film. I thought it was brilliant. Yeah,
I had to write a report on it for a film class, which was
really
a fucking cool class. Yeah, Memento is very good. I would recommend that as well. Mike, have you ever seen Memento?
No.
What's the guy's name that's a star? Is it Guy? It's not Guy Pearce. Or is it Guy Pearce?
Yeah, I think it's Guy Pearce. Yeah.
Yeah. So basically, they tell you the story in reverse. So you're learning shit backwards, and then but you somehow learn some things before the character knows it because he has short-term memory loss. Fucking really good. And actually, it was the Nolan, Christopher Nolan did it too, right?
So yeah.
So what about you, Mike? Any shows or movies that you managed to you know, be able to watch it, maybe you wouldn't have time for, that you recommend?
Yeah, I canceled my Netflix when Disney Plus first came out. When was that? October, I think. So I've been without Netflix for 3 or 4 months. And I broke down and I got it again when I found out that Ozark season 3 was coming out last week. So I've been watching that along with Tiger King.
That's like
so
the
I'm watching,
show.
I'll watch one episode of one and then the other. So last night I finished Tiger King, and it's very interesting, but for me, I love big cats. I've always loved tigers and lions and cheetahs and panthers and all that. Those are my favorite animals. So it's very, very disturbing to watch this program, because they focus on one guy, but they show a bunch of maybe five other so-called zoos in America where they breed them. They breed, you know, kitten or cubs, tiger cubs, and they do the photo ops with them in the experiences. You know, you can play with them. But the thing is, when they age out, when they get too big, you can't have them pose with people. So obviously they're killing them, right? You know, they're either gassing them or doing whatever. They don't show that on film, obviously, but you can read between the lines. So, it's very disturbing. And then I found last night that The Undertaker and Michelle McCool had visited one of these places a couple months ago. And, you know, she put a bunch of pictures on their Instagram. And it's just very disturbing, man. It's all for money. It's it sucks. But the story is hilarious. Like, they focus on this guy, Joe Exotic. So if you can get past the animal cruelty and the sadness of it, it's a really entertaining show. And, of course, Ozark. Has either of you guys watched Ozark?
Not yet.
I've never seen it.
No. Oh, it's phenomenal. It's like you guys like Breaking Bad, right?
Yeah.
Okay, it's like Breaking Bad, kind of, but like a white trash backwoods kind of thing. It's in Missouri.
I think Jason Bateman has always been underrated. You know, like, he disappeared for a while and shit. And people only knew him from, like, Hogan Family. Yeah, not Hogan's Heroes. And then he did Teen Wolf 2, which was a goddamn disaster. And so then you didn't see him for a while. And then all of a sudden he started popping up in movies with, like, Vince Vaughn, like They Were Boys or whatever. So you would see him here. He would do little character spots. And I was like, fucking Bateman's funny as shit, man. And, of course, Horrible Bosses he was tremendous in. So I got faith in Bateman. So I'm not going to be surprised if that was very good. I've heard only good things about it. So,
yeah, I'm not really a fan of he's on the Philadelphia. It's Sunny in Philadelphia. What's that show called?
Yeah.
Is he on that?
Jason Bateman?
Yeah.
No. He's not on that.
No?
No.
Mm. What show is he on? That it's a comedy show.
Arrested Development?
That's what it is. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So I don't like his comedy stuff, but this is a dramatic role for him. He's fucking awesome, man. He's so good in this show.
There was a movie out about at this point may have been 10 years ago or something. It was Russell Crowe and Ben Affleck. It was called State of Play. You ever see it? Russell Crowe is like a journalist, like a crusading journalist. Affleck's like a politician in trouble. Rachel McAdams, one of her first big roles. And Bateman's in it for like 15 minutes as a sleazy like PR guy or some shit. And he's fucking phenomenal, like stole the movie, you know. But yeah, I keep saying I'm going to watch Ozark, but it's a Netflix show, right?
Yeah.
I don't fucking trust it, dude. They cancel everything. Why would I start
watching? Oh, stop. You and Husey both, man. You got to get over that.
And what was the one that... that I watched, I can't even remember the fucking show, and I want to talk about it. The serial killer show on Netflix.
Making a Murderer?
Nah, it's like a fiction show. It's about how the FBI came up with the term Mindhunter. Yeah. Mindhunter was tremendous. People waited forever for that second season. The second season comes out, it ends, all of a sudden press release. We're going to put the show on hiatus. Come on, dude. Now everyone wants the third season. You said you had a 5 or 6 season fucking story arc, and you're canceling it after 2? Why would I trust this fucking place? They do it with every fucking show. What show have they ever finished? You know, but I want to give it a shot. I do. I had a question because Mike has recently made a nice purchase of a new Mac, and I know he uses that for all his audio and video editing and everything. So I still use my PC. I've been using the same piece of shit mixing board forever. I still use Audacity. Like, I'm way behind in all this editing shit. So Jamie, I wanted to ask you, what do you use for, you know, your podcast and audio editing and all that stuff? Are you a PC or Mac guy?
I've got a Mac. I've got a MacBook Pro.
You know what? All musicians, Jamie, we all use the Mac. Yeah. We all do. Yep.
Yeah. And that's it. I mean, like, the thing is, I did have Logic a while back, which I thought was a really good program for making music. But if you think about it, like, GarageBand is almost just as good. It's an amazing program. So I use GarageBand. I record through Skype, but I have it set up so it's like recording the guest's Skype feed through one track, right, and my mic is through another track. So that makes it much easier when it comes to editing. So that's pretty much my setup. And I've got a Blue Yeti microphone, which I think a lot of podcasters have these days. Mm-hmm. But I do love the Mac. Like, I wouldn't want any other sort of computer now, really.
I got an audio question. Maybe you guys can solve this for me. Because when I record myself, or I record Conan's show or whatever, I sound fine. But then on other people's shows, if I'm talking and someone else talks, I immediately get muted. And then my sentences are always broken up because as I'm talking, someone's making a noise or talking over me. I thought it was a Skype issue. I don't know what the fuck it is. Does that ring a bell with anyone on how I can... Because it happens on Raven's show a lot, and I'm like, fuck. Whenever someone says something and I'm talking, I get cut off, and you can't understand what the fuck I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You know,
it's a big problem, especially on Keeping It 100 with Conan and Disco constantly talking over each other.
Yeah.
So, yeah, on that show, everybody gets kind of jumbled up. So
I guess...
I don't know.
I need to do something like Jamie was talking about, where I record everybody's feed differently or something. I guess I got to step it up a little bit with the, because like I said, I'm using Audacity for 6 years and it's the only thing I've ever used or known, you know, so We'll see. Maybe
yeah, if you can try and get them to somehow record their feed as they do it and then send it over, then a lot of those problems will be eliminated. A lot of my guests who are also podcasters will do the same thing, and that usually clears it up a bit.
Well, since how do you record your feed by itself then?
Well, my microphone.
Okay.
Because I've got my microphone going through GarageBand on one track, and I've got from Skype, going onto the other track. So what I do is I just they send over their track, and then you can see like the waveforms, can't you, on the audio file? So I just match them up, and then I kind of just mute the old track or delete it, and it usually works really well.
This episode of Creative Control Daily is sponsored by Blue Chew. Guys, remember the days when you were always ready to go? Now you can increase your performance and get that extra confidence in bed. Listen up. BlueChew.com, that's blue like the color blue. Blue Chew brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. You can take Blue Chew anytime, day or night, even on a full stomach. And since they're chewable, they work up to twice as fast as a pill. So you can be ready whenever an opportunity arises. If you could benefit from more confidence where it counts, Blue Chew is the fast and easy way to enhance your performance. Blue Chew is prescribed online by licensed physicians, so you don't have to go to the doctor's office or wait in line at the pharmacy. And it ships right to your door in a discreet package. They're made in the USA, and since Blue Chew prepares and ships direct, they're cheaper than a pharmacy. And best of all, there's no more awkwardness. And right now we've got a special deal for Creative Control Daily's listeners. Just visit BlueChew.com and get your first shipment free when you use the special promo code CREATIVE. Just pay $5 shipping. Again, that's BlueChew.com, promo code CREATIVE, to try it free. Blue Chew has been a longtime sponsor of Creative Control, Creative Control Daily, shows all across the Creative Control Network. I love this product. I use this product. I heavily, heavily endorse this product. It works. That's all you need to know. You chew it, and it works. Blue Chew is the better, cheaper, faster choice. And we thank them for sponsoring Creative Control Daily.